You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I hope you enjoy the following podcasts. In previous podcasts, I discussed some options and considerations for selling your dental practice. Unfortunately, as we all know, we cannot take our dental practice with us, and eventually it will be passed on to family members or sold to a corporate entity or ultimately and more commonly sold to another practitioner, usually someone who has been an associate in your dental office for the previous 2 to 3 years. There are some basic rules, what I call three simple rules, when considering selling your practice. Rule one. Value does not equal price. Value is an estimate of the financial worth of a practice, determined usually by formulas. Price, however, is determined by how determined the seller is to sell and the buyer wants to buy. At present time, most of the dentists that I know above the age of 60 cannot wait to sell their practice. Typically, the dental practice is considered one of the largest assets and is generally considered one of the best assets to help you retire into the near future. Rule 2, gross production is not what you want to purchase. That is a huge mistake, and many times I see this over the last 35 years since 1983 of watching people deal with the selling of such an important asset. Gross production, remember, is not what you want to purchase. A much better determinant of value of a practice is really net income, as shown on your tax returns. So whether you're considering selling your dental practice or considering making a purchase, it is critical that you look at net income from that individual's tax returns on that particular practice. What a buyer should look to purchase is the dental practice ability to make a profit. This is perhaps the most critical point I can make in today's podcast. The seller, if they understand this, would make this their number one goal, and that is to make their practice as profitable as possible. The more profitable it is, the more valuable it will be to the would-be purchaser. Rule 3. Never buy a practice potential. Only purchase what the present value is or historic value is. The future profits can be uncertain, So many times I see an individual say, Dr. Coughlin, I'm thinking about buying a practice. It has a great potential. You really want to make your purchase price based on today's value, not what tomorrow's value might bring or might not bring. There are several methods of evaluating different assets. There is the fair market value, replacement value, book value, and economic depreciation value. There are generally four asset classifications. They're considered tangible or physical assets, such as consumables, supplies, furniture, fixtures, and household physical assets. There are intangible assets, which are generally considered goodwill, restrictive covenant, and ongoing concern value. There are financial assets, which is the cash on hand, security deposits, and accounts receivable, and the real estate or land or building. These four asset classifications in general will make up the purchase price that you should consider for either selling your practice or buying your practice. Remember that tangible assets are usually just a small part of the value of a practice. In most cases, a reputable equipment dealer or expert can put a price or fair market value on the equipment and supplies. In general, consider approximately a $5,000 expense per doctor. If the practice you're considering has two, three, or four doctors, just multiply the number of doctors times 5,000, and that will give you an average cost of supplies and equipment. As far as methods of evaluating assets, remember that most assets will depreciate over time. In general dental concepts, most of the cases the depreciation will occur in 1 to 7 years. I cannot emphasize that even if you feel you're not interested in selling your practice or you're not considering buying a practice, you should be prepared to sell it at any point in time. You should fully have an understanding of your four asset classifications: tangible, intangible, financial assets, and real estate. You should have a pretty good idea of the ongoing concern or value of your practice. So in case of a mishap, a disability, some kind of illness, you are able to put your practice on the market and get the best price that you deserve, and also a fair price for the potential buyer. The stress and strain of owning a small business, operating a business, is difficult at best. To get the best return for this investment, be prepared, be wise, whether you're the seller or the purchaser. Understand that the net income, the net profit, is what will be used to determine the value of the practice. After you've agreed on a price, you will generally finance this practice anywhere between 5 and 10 years. The cost each month of financing that practice should allow the net profits from that practice to not only pay that debt, but offer you a profit besides. If this is unable to be obtained, then either you're doing a poor job managing and marketing your practice, or you overpaid for your practice. Thank you again for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. If you'd like additional information, you can reach me on my webpage, Ascent-Dental Solutions. Thanks again, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.